We've been talking about the heart of the matter. Matters of the heart. It's a love thing. It's truly a love thing. I first want to go to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave. Period. He gave. Everything you need, he gave. He gave us all that we ever needed. He gave. For God so loved the world. And it doesn't make a difference what color you are, what's your nationality, what you were brought up under. We all came from the same spot, okay? I want to put this in here. One of my favorite Mother's Day songs is Tupac, Dear Mama. I love that song. I love it because that song brought out a lot. I had a son when I was young. He's 51 now, okay? So that means I was a young mom, okay? And when that song came, I said, let me hear that. Because, you know, rap came out with that 51-year age group, right? And I needed to hear what that rap was talking about, okay? I'm like, I like that. I play it all the time. He'll call me, and that song will be playing. I'm like, yes! Okay. For some of us mothers, some of us had to give up our goals and dreams. And some of us picked them back up. And the reason why we had to give up our goals and dreams was to help other people get to their goals and dreams. Our children, our neighbor's children, the church children. You know, we always helping somebody. I love that. And then it's even greater when it's received in love, okay? A mother teaches the fundamentals of life, okay? She's your first teacher. She teaches you how to sit at the table and eat a meal without your hands all over the place. And, you know, you sit here. She teaches you how to tie your shoes and you count at the same time, okay? You go one, two, three. It shouldn't even take six counts to tie those shoes, okay? How do I know? Okay. Mothers sacrifice themselves for their children and their families. The best we have has no price tag on it. The best we give has no price tag on it. And the best we do has no price tag on it. I was talking with Ebony the other day on the phone, and we talked quite a bit on the phone, but a situation happened years ago, and we were discussing it. She said, Ma, that's why we give them grace, and we keep on moving. I'm like, we do have to give grace, don't we? But even though we knew that, that resonated in my spirit, okay? I'm like, okay, God, thank you for letting me give grace to some situations and circumstances that I didn't understand. At that time, it was one thing, but as we grow, it turned into a better thing. Okay. My scripture, 1 Kings 17:13, the widow of Zarephath. You know, she was going to eat that meal, her and her son, and they were going to die. Because all she had was a little bit. But Elijah, did I get it right? Okay, Elijah said, hey, fix me, give me a cup of water. And then when you go, fix me a cake. And, you know, then you fix. She said, no. Well, it didn't say she fussed back with him, but I could imagine. Fix you a cake? I only got this one meal. But she said, okay. She went and fixed that cake. And let me tell you what it says. There was always enough flour and oil, olive oil, left in the containers just as the Lord had promised. So that means that every time she went back, there was some flour. that was that oil. Every time she went back, it didn't say that it was bubbling over. It says every time she went back. Every time she went back. So that means they ate three times a day. Okay? Every time she went in. So some mothers, every time you go there's some money in your account. Every time you go there's something going to be said, okay? Every time you go there, God is going to be with you. He has never left us. But he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Okay? One more. Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know the thoughts that I think of you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Today, your expected end is to go home and get some rest, okay? Have a sweet sleep. We're not gonna die. We're gonna go home, we're gonna enjoy ourselves, and we're gonna get some sweet sleep, because that's what God said. Amen.